If you have your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 10. I don't know about you, but I love God's Word. Have I ever told you I love God's Word? I love God's Word. Amen. It's precious. Precious. You know why I like it so much? Brother David, it keeps me straight. Amen. Just about time I think I've got this thing figured out, God just smacks me upside the head and He said, "Son, you don't know nothing." Amen. And I say, "Thank you, Lord, I needed that." And He gets me back on the track, you know, and I get to looking and I get to seeing Him just as a great and a mighty God, amen, that I can't figure out. And I'm glad I can't. I'm glad I can't figure God out. But you know what? I figured out something about God. He loves me.
Amen.
Amen. He loves me. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. I want to begin at verse 1. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. The Bible says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, not having submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of good things. But now watch this. He said, verse 16, he said, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their winds unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? At first Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not, I was made manifest in them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people. As we look at this tonight, and Paul's a writing here, we've got to stop for just a moment, pause, and think about who Paul's writing to. Now, he's writing to the Romans, writing the book of Romans, the letter of Romans, to the Jews that are in Rome. So Paul's writing to the Jews in Rome, and he's trying to enlighten them and help them in the place that they're at. I want to say, it's an amazing thing to me how God loves to speak to us in the place that we're at. Amen? Just exactly where you are is where God wants to speak to you. I think sometimes we run here and to and fro, and we try to find a place to where we can talk to God, and that sometimes we just need to find a place where God can talk to you. Amen? To begin to give us that help that we need. And Paul's talking to the Jews, and he says, brethren, he said his heart's desire and his prayers was that Israel would be saved. Amen. That was Paul's desire, that Israel, his brethren, would be saved. Amen. And he never changed it. See what God did? He said to me, he told him, he said, you go to the Jew first. Amen. Amen. He said, you go to the household of Israel first. And he said, then we'll go to the Gentile. So Paul went to his people, and his desire in his heart was to see his people saved. Amen. He had a burden for his people. I wonder tonight, do we have a burden for our people? Do you have a burden for your people? God help us. We need a burden. We need to have a desire, and our prayer should be that our people be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need that tonight. He said, I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. He said, they have a zeal. They want to do something. Everybody wants to do right. But he said, what they're trying to do, he said, it's not accurate. Amen. He said, they're not doing it in an accurate fashion. Amen. He said, they're not doing it. He said, they're not doing it according to knowledge. He says, he said, they've got some, they had all these external rites that they was doing. But they wasn't doing it, praise God, in the woman. They weren't doing it for the glory of God. They were trying to do like the world and add all these other steps in order to get in. Amen. And he just said that what they had to do is they just need to trust in the Lord. But praise God, they said, you know what? We need to trust. I mean, they had it even to the point at one place that they said, if you spit on the ground on the Sabbath and it rolls a little bit and kind of makes a little indention, then you could be accused of plowing on the Sabbath. I mean, that's how silly they were getting with some of their rituals, some of their rites that they was bringing before the people. And he said, you're straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel. Amen? If we ever care, we strain at a gnat and we swallow a camel. Amen? But he said, they have a zeal, not according to knowledge. He said, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and they speaking of what God says is right. Sometimes I think what we do, we take and we say, you know what? Well, that ain't right, and this ain't right. Well, does it say in God's word that it's wrong? If we ain't careful, we get the nitpicking at people so much, and we pick them apart. Amen. It ain't got nothing to do with God. Amen. It's about what we like and don't like. Amen. It's what we observe and what we see in somebody else. And you know what? We can't see any good in it because most time we're too busy trying to pick the mold out of somebody else while we got that beam in ours. Amen? You're trying to look around that beam and try to help somebody else. Amen? He said, they are being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. Now see what they're doing? They were trying to build their righteousness upon the law of Sinai. Amen? But that Mount Sinai on the law, but praise God, where they need to be establishing their righteousness was on Mount Calvary. Yeah. Amen? He said, what they done, said they need to get rid of trying to do right and big right and praise God, just trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, trust in what happened on Mount Calvary. Yeah. Amen? And that's what we need to do today, praise God, is quit trying to be righteous within ourselves and trust in what happened, what was right about Mount Calvary. When Jesus shed His blood for the sins of the world. Amen? He come down to where we was at. He said, and going about to establish their own righteousness. Amen? Now notice these people were sincere. There's a lot of folks that we know, they're sincere in what they're doing, but they're sincerely wrong. Amen? He said, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Now notice what's taking place here. We want to run out in the world. We're no better than these Jews. We're trying to run out in the world and we want to see people saved. But we haven't submitted ourselves to what's right. Amen. So many times we won't submit ourselves to what's right, but we want everybody else to. Amen. Boy, if you just get right. Amen. I don't know about you. Pray God. Hey, I have to check on old Jeff Massey a whole lot. Amen. I say, you know what, Lord? I need all the help I can get. Praise the Lord. And he says, Christ is the end of the law for the righteous, for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Amen. Christ came to fulfill the law. Amen. He lived up. He lived 100%. He was a perfect God, a man and a perfect God. Amen. He finished his course. He finished well. Amen. He said, it is finished. Amen. When he said it's finished, praise God, he had finished being perfect here on earth. Man, you'll never do that. Amen? We were born with a sinful nature and we're apt to sin, amen, before we get to the house tonight. Amen? But Jesus has finished the work of being a right, the perfect righteous man. Amen? He fulfilled the law. He said, for Christ is the end of the law. Because He fulfilled the law. He didn't do away with the law. He fulfilled the law. So now we're not trusting in the law, we're trusting in Him. Amen? Amen? See, what we need to do is get on the right page and figure out what's right. What's right is of being right in the Lord Jesus Christ by accepting, by believing Him, by trusting Him, praise God, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I want to say something about that in a minute. He goes on and he said, for Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that a man which doth those things shall live by them. Amen? So he said, if you're going to live by the law, you're going to claim to be good enough, then you got to be good enough. And you got to be good enough all the way from your house to His house. Amen? With no stumbling, no faults, no failures in between. There's only one man that was ever able to live up to that. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we put our faith and confidence in the law or in ourselves or what we do, praise God, we're going to come up short. We're going to get outside the gate, praise God, and when we get ready to go in, we're going to look around and it's going to be the wrong gate. Amen? It will be the wrong gate. Amen? He'll say, hey, enter in. Come on. But by that time, you're going to realize, amen, this ain't where I thought I was going to end up. But I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people that's going to end up in the wrong place. Amen? The Bible says, hell doth enlarge yourself. And the way that goes therein, thereat, is a broad way. And many there be that go in thereat, on that broad way, but it leads to destruction. Amen? But He said there's a way that's right. See, the Bible says in Proverbs that there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but at the end is death. Because it's not right with God. But I want to say, praise God, there is a right way to get in today. Amen. I'm going somewhere. Just be patient with me. He said, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. Verse 6, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Now listen to what he said there. But the righteousness which is of faith. So now he starts telling the Jew, you've got to get past the law. He said, you've got to get to faith. Amen? So he said, but the righteous which is of faith speaketh on this wise. This is what faith said. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. He said, or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. So what he's telling the Jew here, Paul's telling the Jew, he said, listen, he said, you can't, there's no need for another incarnation. There's not going to be another virgin-born Savior. Praise God, there was one virgin-born Savior. He's done come, praise God. He said, there's not going to be no need for a second resurrection. Because there's been one that's got up from the dead, praise God, and that's all that we need. Amen? Amen? So we've had one incarnation. We've had one that was born of a virgin. And I believe we need to believe that today. Amen? I believe all born-again believers ought to believe, praise God, that Jesus was born of a virgin in a little town called Bethlehem. Amen? Amen? Bethlehem, you're afraid. That's where they said Jesus, with Messiah, would be born. And guess what? That's where He was born. You know, it's amazing to me when I study that. And you get to looking at Bethlehem, you're afraid of, that was the place where they would breed and raise their little lambs for the sacrifice. Amen? And they would be brought in there and they would go through them and they would check them, make sure they were perfect, and then they would protect them and raise them, nurture them for the sake. There at Bethlehem, Ephrathah. Isn't it amazing that that's where Jesus, the Savior, was born? The precious Lamb of God. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. I tell you, I love His Word. Amen. He said, but what saith it? The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Amen. So what he's talking about, he's talking about that confession of faith. Amen. He said it's not about what all you do. Amen. Not of works so that you can boast. He said, but it's of what you believe in your heart that matters. Amen. It's what we believe in our heart that matters. See, if we ain't careful, we get to focus on other people so much that we forget to think about what we believe. We don't stop and think about what my faith is. How much faith do I have? Do I really believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen? Do you believe with all your heart, your mind, bone, soul, and strength? He said, that's what he's going to fix and to tell him here. He said, we need to believe with every fiber in our body on the Lord Jesus Christ. See, we can't go out. We've been preaching on being sold. We can't go out and win souls, praise God, if we don't believe with all of our heart. Amen? Well, if we don't, what are we going to tell people? But when we believe with all our heart, amen. He said, but what saith this? He said, the word is not even in thy mouth, in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Amen? So Paul said, what we're doing, that we're heralding out, that we're proclaiming, that we're publishing abroad, that's been no secret to nobody. Amen? We haven't held nothing back from, praise God, from nobody. We've been just telling everybody. Hey, Paul had to can't help it, praise God. He couldn't help but tell people about Jesus. Amen. There was something bubbled up inside him, glory to God, on that day when he saw the light. And amen, he never got over it. I'm afraid, but if we ain't very careful not, we get just a little touch of something, but it ain't long before we get over it. Amen. Glory be to God. We ever get a good dose of the Lord, praise God, we'll never get over it. We ought to ever get over it. Never should. Hey, well, pray God, please help me never get over this. Help me to stay excited about the Lord. Why? Because He's real. Amen. He's real. Praise God. Bless His holy name. So He said, which we've preached, He said, that we've heralded, we've proclaimed, we've published abroad. Amen. It's the Word of God. Amen. About the Lord Jesus Christ. And we preach the Word. In verse 9, He says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. Now watch this. The Lord Jesus. Amen? He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. In other words, He said, when we begin to believe, we begin to have faith, we begin to profess that Jesus is Lord. Amen? That Jesus is Lord. When we begin to realize it, right? When we really get a hold of it, man, we say, you know what? Jesus is Lord. He is God. He's everything and everything we'll ever need. He's our all in all, amen. He is our sufficiency. Amen. So Paul says, when we get a hold of it, that if thou shalt confess in thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that Jesus is God. In other words, we recognize His deity. Amen. That He is the Lord. Jesus the Lord. He said that, and shalt believe in thine heart. Now in the Hebrew, when they speak of the heart, Brother Bill, they speak of the whole essence of man. Amen? So what Paul was telling these Jews in Rome, he said, you know what? He said, those that believe in your heart, if you believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He said, if you believe with every fiber in your being. Amen? Ain't that what that Ethiopian eunuch told Philip? He said, I believe that He is the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, I believe it. He said, I believe it. He said, I believe in it. He said, I believe on it. Amen. Amen. You know there's a difference between believing in it and believing on it? Hello? There's a difference in believing. Amen. I believe in Him and I believe on Him tonight. Amen. Brother Billy, you can believe in something and not believe on it. Hey, let me give you an example. I'll give you an example. I believe in Santa Claus. Amen. I do. I believe in Santa Claus. You know why? Because I see him all over town, right around from Thanksgiving on. So I believe in Santa Claus. I see him all over the place. Amen. Don't you? Don't you see Santa Claus all over town? Man in a white suit and white, a red suit and a white beard with white fringe and ruffles. Amen. I believe in Him because I see Him. He's real. Amen. Amen. But let me ask a question. Do you believe on Santa Claus? I believe in Him, but I don't believe on Him. Amen. And now what are you saying, Patrick? I'm not going to wait till He brings a Christmas present and puts them under my tree. Amen. Because if I believe in Him, because I see Him all over the place. But I don't believe on Santa Claus, because Santa Claus will leave me high and dry, praise God, if I trust and believe on Him. I believe in that I can see, but that don't mean I believe on what I can see. I mean, I don't put my trust and rely on that praise God, that I can see, but I don't believe on. Amen? But see, Jesus, praise God, I've never seen Him, but I believe in Him because I've heard about Him. And I believe on Him, praise God, because I know that He can do the great and mighty thing that He promised He would. Amen. He's never left me high and dry, praise God, but He's always come through right on time. Amen. See, a lot of times we ain't come and say, well, yeah, I believe in Jesus. Yeah, the devils do and tremble. Amen. Demons of hell believe in Jesus and tremble. Those demons that's in the Gadarene demonic, pray God, he was over there and they was trembling, they was shaking. They said, oh Lord, what are you going to do to us? They believed in Him, but they didn't believe on Him, praise God. Amen. There's a difference between believing in Him and believing on Him. We need to believe in Him and we need to believe on Him. Praise the Lord. That's what makes the difference. Bless His holy name. When we come to the place, an old preacher said one time, he said, when he got saved, and he said, he knew he was just a wicked old sinner needing of a Savior. The little old preacher painted him a picture of him hanging out over hell, just ready to drop it, kind of like my papa done me. Amen. And he said, I went in the altar, boy, he said, I just wept and asked God to forgive me. I repented, I asked God to forgive me, and I know He saved me. But he said, I never got a hold of that till about two or three nights later in that meeting that the preacher went over and he read Romans 10 and 9. Amen. And he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. In other words, he said that you believe that the Jesus is Lord. Amen. That He takes preeminence in your life. He becomes God to you. Amen. He becomes that thing that you love and you can't do without. Amen. Makes a difference. And shalt believe in thine heart, God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He said, praise God. He said, I realized that Jesus was my Lord. He said, I believed with every fiber in me that He was my Lord. Amen. That He was God. Amen. He was the only one, praise God, that was capable of forgiving my sin, that covered my sin, that would be the sacrifice for my sins. Amen. And he said, from that day on, he said, I've never had no problem with my salvation. He said, because I believed in Him. He said, I believed on Him, praise God. I knew what He did. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said, He died. And the third day, praise God, He rose from the dead. He said, He died, He was buried, and He rose according to Scripture. God said He did. Amen. How do you become a believer? By believing God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said in verse 10, He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And now watch this. Notice the change of order here. He said, for with the heart, that's that whole man, remember? That whole man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, that's where you get the can't help it, and you got to tell somebody. Amen. Hey, it bothers me in my heart, people that can say they're saved and never mention the Lord or don't like to talk about the Lord. It bothers me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I'll talk about the Lord at the drop of a hat. And I'll throw it down myself. Amen. Because He's good and He's good to me. Amen. Why? Because, amen, I realize what He did, praise God, in my whole body and being, praise God, I realize that they is God, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's my God. And I just got to tell somebody about Him. Amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, praise God, to make intercession for me, and He's mine, and I'm His. Praise the Lord. Just gets better all on. He said, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. Now, he's talking about, Paul said in Romans chapter 1:16, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He said, because it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. He said, that's what empowers. He said, that's that dynamos. He said, that's that power, praise God, that I have to be saved. He said, that's what blow the devil out of my life, praise God, so that Jesus could move in. Amen. And he says here that he said, shall not be ashamed. In other words, he's not talking about being ashamed to mention the Lord or say something about God. He said, God will never leave you disappointed. He said, when you put your faith and your trust in the Lord, amen, when you recognize Him as your Lord and Savior and you want to confess Him, you want to tell people, praise God, because He's never going to leave you disappointed. When we start trusting in Him, praise God, He begins to just work in so many marvelous ways. Amen. Now, we may not always get everything that we want in this world. There may be times, praise God, when it feels like God's let us down. Amen. But praise God, He's still God. And it's like Brother David was saying earlier, it ain't about how we feel. It's just about Him being God. Amen. Even when we don't feel like praising, praise God, Lord, just praise Him anyway because He's still God. Amen. This old bodies keep aging, causing us to be more and more frail. But praise God, one of these days, glory to God, we'll just look up into glory and there He'll be. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll just be there with Him where He is. But what a glorious day that's going to be. But listen to what He says in verse 12. He tells us here that we're not going to be disappointed in the Lord. In verse 12, it says, there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord. Amen. Did you get that? For the same Lord. He said, there's no difference. He said, it don't matter if you're a Jew. He said, it don't matter if you're a Greek. Praise God, you got to get in the same way. Amen. He said, no matter whether you're a Jew or a Greek, praise God, you got to get in the same way. The same way that we've always had to get in, Brother Robert. Those Old Testament saints, how'd they get in? Got in by faith. Amen. The Old Testament saints, they got in by faith. The Bible said Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for what? Righteousness. Amen. The same way they got in then is the same way we get in now. They were looking toward the cross. We're looking back to the cross, praise God, because of a Savior that died. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, it's all good. Amen. He said, whether you're a Jew or a Greek, praise God, we get in the same way. Ain't you glad it's that way? Ain't you glad that we don't have to do something special or different, praise God, because we're Gentiles? But those Jews over in Israel, praise God, and I love them people. They've got a special place in my heart. Amen. I go in that God's chosen people ministry, and I go in there and I look at those things, and I read those stories, and I try to keep track of with the Jews and what's taking place over there, what's going on, and how the world's are treating those people. But praise God, hey, listen, they're coming out of there as Messianic Jews. They're accepting the Lord Jesus Christ and being saved. Amen, even there that we live. Praise God, they're getting in the same way that we are, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not of works, amen, but just trusting in the Lord. Now, I got a hold of this today, or yesterday, it blessed my heart. So there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord, now watch this, that over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. I got to thinking of that, is rich. And I got to thinking about Teresa's aunt. Aunt Robbie makes a Kentucky Derby pie. My lands. That thing is so good. But it is so rich. I mean, hey, you don't go in there and cut you a big slab like that. But you go in there and cut you just a little sliver of that thing. Amen. Just a little, because it's so rich. And I mean, it don't care how much of a sweet tooth you got, how much you're craving something sweet, but praise God, that thing is so rich. Amen. When you get that just that little bitty portion, praise God, it stirs something in your taste bud. It excites you plumb down to your toenails. Praise God, it's good stuff. Amen. And for some reason, Brother Rob, yesterday when I was reading this, I got thinking about that. He said, He is rich, praise God. I said, glory be to God. Amen. I know what He's talking about. Just a little bit of do ya. I mean, it'll satisfy you, praise God. You realize how good He is. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, He's rich. Amen. He said, He's over all is rich unto all that call upon His name. He said, when you get the calling upon Him, you get the talking about Him, you get to recognize and realize Him, praise God, He's just so rich. Amen. You get a little bit, praise God, and it'll satisfy you. You know what I think's wrong with the world today? We've never really got a hold of the right stuff. There's a whole lot of the folks has never got a hold of that rich part of God. Amen? So they're running around unsatisfied. It's kind of like my papa said one time. He said, you know what? Said Baptist. He said, son, Baptist is like honeybees. I said, granddad, said what? Baptist like honeybees. Now my granddad raised honeybees. He had honeybees. We had honey. He said, they're like honeybees. I said, well, how's that? He said, about once a year they swarm. Amen. He said, what? He said, they're not satisfied where they're at, so they swarm off somewhere else. Amen. He said, well, and the reason it is, praise God, is they never really get in where they're at. Amen. Some little old something that gives them a little push, a little nut. Amen. They just give up and they get a bunch together and they take off somewhere else. He said, you better watch a bunch like that. Amen. And boy, what, that made sense. Praise God. And he said, you know what they're looking for? He said, they're looking for that richness of God. He said, and they're not ever going to find it in the world. Amen. They're going to find it in a church. They're going to find it in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that made sense. Bless His holy name. Amen. So over all is rich unto them that call upon Him. Who? The Lord. Get the calling upon praise. He gives you that good stuff. Amen. That honey out of hard times. Brother Benson preached. Amen. Praise God. When it seems hard and difficult, praise God. Next thing you know, you're getting honey out of hard places. Praise the Lord. And he goes in 13, he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever, that's that all-inclusive God that we have. Don't leave nobody out. But he said, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. With some stipulations. Amen. Verse 14 says, then how then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? So he said, in order for them to get in and to line up with this, there's got to be some things that transpire. And they have to transpire in the reverse order of what Romans tells us here. See, you got to have a man that's sent, a preacher, that heralder, that proclaimer, that to make public, praise God, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to have somebody to herald, you got to have somebody to hear, and then you got to have somebody to believe. Amen? So when you got you send somebody to preach the gospel, the people begin to hear the gospel, they begin to believe the gospel, and they begin to pray and ask God to forgive them because they're wrong, because the gospel has showed them the error of their ways. So then they call upon the Lord and they get saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a pretty simple plan of salvation, isn't it? That's the way we all get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he goes on, he says, as it is written, said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful feet of those that preach the gospel. I love people that's not afraid to share the gospel. Amen. We went over there to the VA hospital the other day where Brother Charles is, Brother Bill's brother. I was over there and I was going in to see him, and there's a brother there. Man, every time I see him, he'll say, preacher! And you can't sneak by him. Amen. Be a preacher. Now I go over there and if I had the time, we could sit there and talk about the Lord all day. Brother Bill probably knows who I'm talking about. The big fella in the wheelchair. Amen. He'll talk about the Lord. As long as you want to talk, praise God, he'll talk. Amen. But praise God, I appreciate that. I love that. Amen. I'm glad there's people that love to talk about the Lord, to share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But now notice what takes place here. Paul's writing to these Jews. Remember, he's writing to the Jew. And I'm hurrying. I'm trying to get done. And he says, but. Now he says, now the way you get in, you got to have a man sent out, a preacher sent out, the gospel sent out. People hear the gospel. They believe the gospel. They call upon the Lord and they get saved. Amen. Ain't that the way it happened? Ain't that the way it worked? That's the way it worked with me. Amen. He says, but. Now what? I love it when God says but, because He's fixing to turn things around on us. He says, but, amen, they, he's talking about Israel, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Now notice how the Lord turns this thing. He flips it over on them. See, they're talking about, Paul, we're keeping the law, and we got all these rules and regulations that we're living up to. And he said, hey, wait a minute. He says, but they have not obeyed the gospel. Amen. So he turns it upside down. He said, hey, listen. He said, it's obedience unto faith. Amen. He said, you won't be obedient to listen, to hear the word of God, so that you can get help from God. We see this in many places. We see it in Ezekiel. Ezekiel was up on the mountain, had all the prophets of Baal, over 400, remember? Remember the story? And Ezekiel said, hey, wait a minute. He said, let me ask you a question. He said, who are you? Whose side are you on? Are you going to serve God or serve Baal? Amen. He just put it straight out. Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve Baal? Amen. Serve ungodliness. Amen. Elijah's a pretty straightforward fella. Amen. He said, you're going to serve one. Are you going to be obedient to God or are you going to serve his false God? Amen. Put it right to him. So that's what he's doing here. He said, hey, listen, are you going to be obedient to God or are you going to serve these other gods? Basically what he was saying. He said, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Isaiah 53, verse 1. He said, Lord, who has believed our report? He said, we've been hearing God, we've been telling it. Who's believed it? Amen. In other words, he said, the preaching's been going out, but there's nobody believed. They ain't nobody heard it. Amen. Ain't nobody listening. He said, what's up with this, God? He said, he goes on in verse 6 to 17, he says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That word means literally the spoken word. He said, the word is going out, it's being spoken, God's speaking. He said, but nobody's listening. Nobody's hearing. See, the word is being preached. It's been preached all over. Hey, you go on the internet now and get a message 24/7. I talked to a fellow the other night, and he called me. And he said, preacher, I just wanted to call you. He said, I just consider you my pastor. He said, I go to church somewhere. He said, I pull up on your internet. He said, I download your message. He said, I listen to you preach all the time. I said, well, bless your heart. I hope I'm helping. He said, well, yes, and I love it. Amen. He said, I hear preaching. He said, I love preaching. He said, you and another preacher I put on there. He said, and I love to listen to it. Did I listen to it when I'm working? I listen to it in the car. Amen. I used to try to do my work with music, and he said it kept interrupting me and messing me up. So I said, I started listening to preaching, praise God. He said, it's helping me. He said, it don't bother me. He said, I can still do my work and listen to preaching. I said, well, praise the Lord. Amen. Getting help and getting your work done too. Amen. He said, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It takes the word of God, amen, to convict us, to turn us, to change us into what we need to be. But I wonder how many times do we really accept and prefer the word of God? What are you saying? Well, I say, we got TV and internet, computers, and all these other activities we set in front of for hours and hours and hours and hours of time. But I wonder how much time do we spend in the Word of God? Faith cometh by hearing. See what's wrong with America? Our faith is weak. And it's because we don't hear the Word of God. We don't read the Word of God. We don't study the Word of God. And therefore, our faith is weak. He said, they're not looking for God. They're not going to find God. Verse 18, he said, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. He said, the gospel's been preached all over. Remember that message I preached on, what about you, Mr. Jungle Man? The word of God has been preached all over the world. At one time or another, they've been churches ever built and established everywhere, but they've just fell by the wayside. Guess what's happening today? Churches are falling by the wayside. Amen? Church people are gone. I mean, you got great old big massive buildings sitting empty. They're being used for all kinds. Hey, there's one place I can take and show you. They're using a church for a hay barn. That's right. We disregarded God's word. We said, you know what? Everything else is more important than the word of God. Well, I tell you, that's why we need to be going out there in the highways and compelling people to get in. Say, and be excited about it. Say, man, this thing's just about over. We're at the end, amen. We're just waiting for a shout and a trump, and we're going out of here. You need to be getting ready. Amen. Praise the Lord. This thing's almost finished. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we need to be preparing people to go. Amen. He said, hey, listen, the word's being heralded everywhere, but nobody's listening. Man, we need to listen. Need to desire the word of God. He said, but I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. Amen. He said, I'm going to bring in a Gentile. I'm going to set you over here on the shelf, let you sit there and watch. I'm going to bring the Gentiles in. Amen. They're going to fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to get in. They're going to get help. Amen. And you're just going to be set there left out. He said, newsflash, have you seen the headlines? Amen. Do you see what's taking place? Amen. Then he said, but Isaiah was very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not, and I was made manifest in them that asked not for me. He said, Isaiah said, you know what? He said, the Lord's are speaking. He said, I was found of them that wasn't even looking for me. Praise God. But when the word went to him, the word got to him, praise God, they said, hey, glory be to God, that's the Lord. Amen. And they fell in there and they said, you know what? If that's him, then we're going to go with him because he's got some great and precious, exceedingly precious promises. Amen. So he said, we're going to go with him. So the Gentiles stepped in there, began to go to the Lord. And listen to what he says in verse 21, and I'm finished. He said, but to Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched forth mine hands unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people. Amen. He said, I just keep reaching my hand out to you and you wouldn't take it. He said, you continue to live in disobedience. Kind of where we're at today. The whole world, it's full of disobedience. Amen. Everywhere you look, it's just everything's disobedient to God. Nothing lines up with the Word of God no more. Amen? He said, stretch forth my hand to a disobedient and a gainsaying people. He said, not only is it that they're being disobedient, but they said, we've got people actually today, now listen to me, saying things against the Word of God and against the God of glory. Amen? He said, they're rebuking and saying things against what God says. They're saying, you know what? God, we don't need God. God's wrong. We know what we need more than God. Amen? That's where we're at today. That's where, hey, we've got people, now listen to me, I'm finished. We've got people in our own homes, our own families, that saying, you know what? I don't need God. I don't need God. I'm okay. Disobedient, gainsaying. Anytime that we say, you know what, I don't need God. Lord, I don't. I mean, you're snubbing your right in God's face. Said, Lord, I don't need you. He said, that's what Israel was doing. He said, but they still hope for him. He goes in chapter 11 and he says, you know what? He said, but there's still hope. He said, are they going to be cast away? He said, no. He said, God's still trying to woo them in. God's still going to, they're going to still have their day. But I wonder about us and about our people. Amen. Are we going to stay in a place of disobedience? Are we going to come in faith believing that Jesus Christ is Lord? Amen. He is the Lord God of glory. Amen. And He's there to help us to help them. Amen. Along this way. But in order to call out, we need to call out in faith. We need to hear. Amen. What the preacher says. He said the words went out all over the world. The word has been preached everywhere. We just got to go out there and show them. Say, listen, you know what you've been hearing? You know, have you heard about the Lord Jesus? Well, yeah, I've heard about the Lord. I hear that a lot. I've heard about the Lord. I know who Jesus is. Amen. But what we got to do, our job is to go out there and compel them, praise God, to come in to where they can get under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God so that they might be saved. Amen. So if they can get a head knowledge and change it into a heart knowledge. Amen. That's why you got to go in highways, hedges, and compel them to come in. Amen. We can't save them. Amen. Man, you can't save them. Especially those that's heard the preaching. Well, my heart just burns for them because if they've heard the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and the church is taken out of here, they'll never be saved. Amen. If the church was to be raptured today and they've heard it, I don't believe if they've ever heard the gospel, I don't believe they'll be saved. You say, well, preacher, yeah, I said, once the rapture comes, they see the church is gone, they're going to know what's going on and they'll fall and get saved. Maybe a few. But most of them won't because if they get saved in the tribulation, they'll have to give their lives. Amen? Because when they come along and they say, are you a Christian? And they say yes, you go, amen? Guillotine, cut their head off. Boy, if we need it, we need to get in now, amen? Paul says, listen, does God love you? He loves you. He loves the Jew, praise God. And he says, if we'll believe the preaching, if we'll listen and we'll believe, praise God, we can get in and have confidence that we are a child of God. Amen. When we get that confidence, then we can take that to somebody else. Amen. When we got that confidence, we know, praise God, that Jesus Christ is Lord and He's the Lord of my life. Amen. That's what makes the difference in each and every one of us.